Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. What do you do when your employer or your university forces you to wear a vaccine? Also, join us in our mask civil disobedience project. How far can you get in the airport without them forcing you to wear a mask? We're going to have a competition, everybody. Email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We also get into here, why is it that our government is submitting lists of people that they want to have censored? Is that illegal? Is the Biden administration breaking the law? Very important question that we dive into. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email us your questions, do so at freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, do that at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. tpusa.com. And I want to thank those of you that are supporting us. If you want to get behind our program, again, I want to thank Rick, Mark, Andrew, Jake, Steve, and Todd, charliekirk.com/support. When you guys get behind us, it's amazingly helpful. It's Monday. I'm taking your questions. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and you become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over is the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with home title lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. Let me start with this one. It's a really good one. Okay, Charlie, I saw the White House is planning on colluding with tech companies like Facebook to limit something called misinformation. Is this true? Is it legal? Can they do that? And if so, is this finally the impetus that the Republican Party needs to realize that they aren't just private companies, that they're literally in bed openly with government? Will our party wake up and act? Or is there something deeper going on here? Thank you, Connor. Well, Connor, it's a great question, Connor from Tampa. Let me first start by saying that we're laughing because we have a member, Connor, on our team that would write a question just like that. So, nothing is being done by the Biden administration by error. Everything is thought out and it's deliberate. So let's go back to a couple actions that were somewhat perplexing for people. The Biden administration, a couple of weeks ago, announced a series of executive orders against big businesses, trying to go after monopolies, trying to threaten big business. Then Biden submitted someone to run the Federal Trade Commission, who is very much against big tech and wants to trust bust these major companies. So those two things signaled almost a threat to big tech. So tech now wants to try to make good with the Biden administration, because Biden then puts those two warnings out of saying, we're going to put executive orders against you. We're going to put a federal trade commissioner you don't like. And so now the big tech companies like Arizona and Facebook and others, they say, well, what can we do to make this right? And then it gets to their real aims and goals, which is what Jen Psaki said out loud yesterday, where Cut 75, we'll start with this one, Jen Psaki said that the Biden administration is now flagging problematic posts for Facebook. So I want you to understand this. The Biden administration sends a warning shot to Facebook and Twitter and Amazon saying, hey, you guys are too big. We're going to break you up. These companies get nervous. They say, maybe we might not
do that, if you remove voices that we don't like, play cut 75.
This is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts with popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there.
So they are flagging problematic posts for Facebook. Your government is in the business of policing speech when it comes to lockdowns and public health. Now, what is misinformation? Is misinformation saying that the virus came from a laboratory? No, that's the truth. But it used to be called misinformation on the tech companies. Did you know that just up until recently, you would lose your Facebook account if you said that the virus was made in a laboratory? Just until recently did they lift that. What about conversations around hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? Those are considered misinformation on social media channels. What about information saying that more young people have died from suicide than from the Chinese coronavirus? That's considered to be misinformation. What about the idea? What if you posted on Facebook right now this story that says, according to the Israeli government, it says that the Pfizer COVID vaccine is significantly less effective against the Delta variant. Justin, Israeli's Prime Minister Bennett on the Pfizer vaccine. We do not know exactly to what degree the vaccine helps, but it's significantly less. That's Israel's own government. Is that misinformation, according to Jen Psaki? What is misinformation? You know what misinformation is? Everything that Dr. Fauci has been telling us over the last year. That's misinformation. Is Dr. Fauci going to be allowed to still go on social media?
He says the science is always changing.
You see, what's happening here is that the Biden administration, they created a three-part chess move. Threaten big tech with regulation, get them nervous with the Federal Trade Commissioner, and then lure them in and say, hey, if you don't want to get totally broken up to a million pieces, here are the names you have to remove. Jen Psaki says that there are 12 people who are producing 65% of the anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. They have a list. By the way, we are not spreading any anti-vaccine misinformation. We are simply saying that people should not be forced to take a vaccine against their will. And quite honestly, I have realized how cowardly most people are in the institutional conservative movement. How few organizations are speaking out against our children getting vaccinated is stunning and alarming. But we stepped up and we've been targeted by the Biden administration through the Politico article that our text messages must now be restricted. This is what's happening right here on the Charlie Kirk Show. This is how close we are to the truth. Jen Psaki doesn't say who the 12 people are, but I guarantee you, she would love nothing more than to get rid of the Charlie Kirk Show and our Facebook page that has well over 1.7 million followers and nearly a million likes. She would love to be able to have Facebook get rid of us. Will Facebook do it? Well, Facebook might do it because they're afraid of the regulation that is now being threatened. You see, regulation gets threatened by the administration, and then they can get rid of our speech. Cut 76.
There's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns.
That 12 people are responsible for 65%. What is anti-vaccine misinformation exactly? What does she mean by that? Well, let me read from our page at Turning Point USA. Number one. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System has received 5,718 reports of deaths following the vaccine. Is that misinformation? How about under the PrEP Act, Pfizer and Moderna are immune from any legal action from patients experiencing side effects, including death? Is that misinformation? Did you know that mRNA from the vaccine is transported into your cells via the vaccine nanoparticles of lipid fat composition? This has never been used before in human trials, and long-term health effects have not yet been determined. Is that misinformation? That's from straight from the NIH website. Do you know that the NIH National Institute of Health website published an article on January 12th referring to the COVID-19 vaccine as, quote, an experimental coronavirus vaccine? Is that misinformation? Why are they so obsessed with trying to inoculate our entire civilization? What's really going on here? Why is it that so many, I know I keep getting back to this, but it's so true. Where are our leaders? Where are the Republicans? Why are they so silent when now our children are being forced to get the vaccine against their will? There's one thing that we all have in common. Yeah, we're all human beings. We're all made in the image of God, but we have to eat. So what are you eating? That's a good question. Maybe it's grocery store, mystery stuff. Maybe it's fast food, or maybe you desire something better. Maybe you want something made in America. Well, Good Ranchers, with an S, goodranchers.com, is terrific. Their product is 100% American. When you buy steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're supporting American farms. Look, when I got this box delivered to me at the office, it was a spectacle. All work was suspended and people surrounded me. It was as if time stood still. You see, when you get a box of meat from goodranchers.com, it's perfectly marbled. Now, producer Connor, he's a little bit of what we would call a meat snob. You see, if the meat is no good, he will go back to the grocery store. He will stand on some sort of elevated platform and give something equivalent to the Cooper Union address on bad anti-American meat. He has a zero tolerance policy, a no-fly zone, a wall that's 100 feet tall for bad meat. But when I just threw a thing of marbled steak, I said, Connor, this is your payment for the week. Tell me what it's like. He came back, and the next day he had an extra spring in his step. He had eyes wide open and a soul that was filled. I said, Connor, what has happened? He said, goodranchers.com/Charlie. Now, everything I say is 100% true and not embellished at all, because that's how important Good Ranchers is. See, if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie, you'll see for yourself. And now Connor himself is a subscriber at Good Ranchers. He talks about the things that he grills. He does Instagram stories with them. In fact, there's all sorts of different things. It's American beef and chicken, no antibiotics, none of that nonsense. If you subscribe to any one of their packages, you'll save 20% off with each purchase. Subscribing brings down the cost per meal. Get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. We love the family feast, which includes steak, chicken, and more. And so look, maybe you got the same sort of problems that I got. You know what the problems that I have? I don't like supporting Chinese products. And Chinese meat is not for me. But I love good meat, and I want every American to be able to have the same meat that we have delivered to our office. And when it's Good Ranchers Day, it might as well be the Good Humor Man with that beautiful music, because it's just a good day to be alive. Morning in America can come to your doorstep at goodranchers.com/Charlie to get $20 off and free express shipping. Individually wrapped and vacuum sealed and ready to grill. Safe and convenient. Goodranchers.com with an S, .com/Charlie. BYU Hawaii is forcing one of our Turning Point USA students to get the vaccine against their will. I am going to read this letter. Literally, she had a letter from her doctor saying that she could die if she got the vaccine, and the BYU Hawaii Health Center said no. They said, after careful consideration of your request for a medical exemption, we regret that we cannot accommodate your request. Where are the adults protecting our children? Man, I just got to tell you, where are the adults? I know I say that a lot. It's kind of a recurring theme. I want to read this one email here. Hey, Charlie, my name is fill in the blank. I'm going into my senior year at Bryant University. I'm heavily involved in campus throughout Division I athletics, holding many positions on club, executive board, and working in HR office on campus. On June 28th, Bryant University sent out an email explaining that the COVID-19 vaccine would now be mandated. Bryant University is a private institution that is allowing for students to file for exemption. For those qualified as exempt, they'll be required to wear masks on campus, and the university has threatened to take our campus housing away. Many of my friends and fellow peers got the vaccine shortly after President Gittell sent out the email. When I asked them why, they responded with, oh, it's just easier just to get it. I don't want to be the only one wearing a mask. I call Scottsdale, Arizona home while not at school, and I'm free to use the gyms and attend social events and grocery shop freely without a mask. By the way, this is a 21, 22-year-old. Additionally, I've attached a second email that was sent out this morning as a reminder that I've not submitted my vaccine information. Please note they do not mention the option for exemption, nor do they provide the exemption form on a second time. I'm labeled as non-compliant according to their online health system. I'm seeking guidance on how to take a stand against the forced vaccination from my university that I attend and how to ensure I get exemption without being discriminated against by losing housing, forced mask wearing, and other punitive measures. Bryant might also take me as an unvaccinated student. You see what's happening here? This is medical apartheid. Exactly what I said on Tucker Carlson's show. Every single person who mocked me from the left. How is this not pre-Nelson Mandela South Africa? I want to read this again. To ensure I don't get discriminated against by losing my housing, wearing a mask, and other punitive measures. Unfortunately, this is a very time-sensitive case because they require 10 business days for exemption approval. I plan to be back on campus August 7th. I'm on scholarship to attend Bryant, and unfortunately do not have the means to go elsewhere or take legal action if this does not fall into place. And here's the policy. Well, first of all, I want to say you're not alone. We're getting thousands of emails like this, Jenna. And the parents, your parents' generation and the adults, they've just simply betrayed you. This is one of the greatest intergenerational crimes that we've ever seen. First, they inflate your currency. They explode the national debt. They destroy our economy by selfishly locking it down when kids were not at risk. They shut down our schools. They mask our kids. They throw opioids into our communities. And now they're forcing children to get an experimental vaccine where we are seeing the potential negative side effects. The issue is that no one's fighting for you, Jenna. You should not have to launch this fight against your university. And by the way, you're on scholarship, but you're providing value to the university. And yet they're acting as if they own you. And Bryant University is a school in Rhode Island. It doesn't surprise me that they want to mandatory vaccinate all these people. The issue is this. There are children and students that are emailing us with no parental support whatsoever, with no adults that are looking after this forced vaccination push. When children are, young people are dropping dead after getting their second Moderna shot. We've gone through the stories there. And in Israel, they say that the vaccine is not even effective. The Pfizer vaccine is not even effective against the Delta variant. They just reinstituted the mask mandate in Los Angeles. Why would they reinstitute the mask mandate in Los Angeles if they thought the vaccine worked? Johnson & Johnson just issued new guidance saying that the vaccine could result in nerve disease. It is immoral to force children to get a vaccine against a virus that has literally a measurable risk of them dying from it. We have a whole website dedicated to this, tpusa.com/vax. But this is, look, we're going to help you privately, Jenna, but this is more broadly. I have realized what's really going on here. The generation that raised you, Jenna, they just don't care. No moral generation would force their children to get a forced vaccine knowing what we know about this. They've left you alone, and we're going to be there to fight alongside of you. I know there's a lot of parents that are trying their best, and they're fighting, they're doing alongside this, but it's adults that are making these decisions at these universities. And at BYU Hawaii, it's exactly the same thing. She has a medical exemption letter that says she could die from this. But BYU Hawaii doesn't care. Instead, they want you to submit. This is a fight for freedom and liberty, the likes of which we've never seen before. And guess what? Our country is failing miserably. Kathleen Sebelius, remember her? She couldn't even start a Obamacare website. Remember Kathleen Sebelius? She says that if you don't get the vaccine, you should not be able to work or have access to children. How is this not complete and total totalitarianism. Why are we putting up with this? She was the former head of the Health and Human Services, and I think she was former governor of Kansas. Play cut 77.
I think that it's time to say to those folks, it's fine if you don't choose to get vaccinated. You may not come to work. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them.
Okay, first of all, your grandchildren are not going to be put in jeopardy on any sort of measurable or significant risk from the Chinese coronavirus. Why aren't we talking about potential antiviral medication? Instead, we're just focusing on inoculation. Antiviral medication like ivermectin. I encourage all of you to check out Brett Weinstein's commentary on ivermectin. He has decided not to get the vaccine. Instead, he's taken ivermectin. And he says it has very little downsides. This is him quoting. I'm quoting him. And it's working for him and his wife. There's an agenda at play here. And many conservatives are playing right into it. Okay, let's get to the next question here. We have a lot of questions here. Freedom@charliekirk.com. A lot about the vaccine, by the way. Here's one right here. How, as a private Christian school, can we stand for freedom and justice when the fear-filled dean and school board uses the excuse of Christ for caring for one another to mandate masks if a person is or even isn't vaccinated? How can we fight back? I know Mississippi is a red state, but Jackson is a very liberal city, so I'm not sure how to go about this. Sincerely, a fellow freedom fighter and patriot. And then Julia says, I think refuting the idea, and this is what, got it. So first of all, you care for one another by making sure they can see your face. Masks are inherently dehumanizing, and they are questionably effective in trying to block the Chinese coronavirus. There's plenty of studies that show out of Denmark and other places that masks make almost no difference whatsoever. If you think masks work, wear masks the rest of your life. Why have we never had a robust discussion about the downside of masks? Not how they turn people against each other. They turn your neighbors to foreigners. They turn your friends to isolated individuals. There's a downside to everything in life. There's a cost to everything in life, including masking and putting cloths on our children. You know how you care for one another? You do what Christ did. You tell them the truth. You don't live in a sea of lies, which is a tool of the enemy. A tool of the enemy would be to try to act as if this virus is something that it isn't. This virus has a 0.04% death rate. And it's even lower for grade school children. The position that is being taken by your fear-filled dean, who is, and by the way, fear is not of the Lord, is one that we are now going to have to reconfigure society and school to now limit risk to be perpetually safe and not try to develop children that are strong in character, pursuing virtue, or strengthening in their resolve against an ever-increasing, unpredictable world. So your headmaster and your dean are misleading you. Now let me tell you about the Denmark mask study. 4,862 people completed the study. Infection with the SARS-CoV-2 occurred in 42 participants who recommended masks, 1.8%, and 53 control participants, 2.1%. The difference group was 0.3 percentage points, which means 11 more people got infected over out of 5,000. And we don't even know if that's the reason why they got infected, by the way. It could have been because they just had they were breathing heavier. They were closer to people. I need to look at all the other controls of the experiment. But let's pretend all the controls were equal. It shows that there was basically no difference. That 42 people that wore masks got infected and 53 people unmasked got infected. Also, what is this doing for our immune system long term? Is it a good thing to actually limit your oxygen supply? Is it a good thing? When I go through masks, I have to practice self-control. I think I've said this before. And self-control is one of the fruits of the spirit. I got this close yesterday. I was not in a good mood yesterday getting off the plane. This close. I saw 4 3-year-olds with masks on. I was this close to letting that parent have it. this close. That's child abuse. They should be held accountable for abusing their children if you put masks on your kids. It's dehumanizing. And yet adults, they want to be agreeable. They say, oh, it's okay. You're going to have a generation of abused children because of the mandatory mask mandates that have happened in schools. But most parents, they would rather be liked. They want to get invited to the parties. They want to seek pleasure and social acceptance rather than fighting for their children. Okay, next question here. Boy, a lot of questions about masks. Incredible. We had a whole interesting mask incident at Fargo Airport, by the way. That was interesting. Producer Andrew, you want me to tell you the story? Should I tell the story? We're gonna get some no-fly list. So we wanted to do a social experiment here, and we said, how long can we get without wearing our masks throughout the airport? So my buddy, Pastor Troy Maxwell, who runs Freedom House in North Carolina, he challenged me to do this. I said, you know, it's actually a pretty good idea. He claims, it's a big claim, of course he's telling the truth, it's just hard for me to believe, that his wife, Penny, got onto the plane and through TSA without a mask on. That's really amazing, isn't it? So his whole idea, it's a game they play. How long, how far can they get without wearing a mask? Now, he's a big dude, so maybe they're afraid of. And so Jake, with his mask at the side, you got through, right? All the way through, just hanging through the side. I decided not to participate because I can't afford to get on a no-fly list. Mikey's a little bit of a rebellious type. And Will, who keeps us all safe and breathing, was also there. And so Mikey and Will, I think, had their masks somewhat half on. So one of the TSA agents was sitting down, not wearing a mask, flipping through their phone. She sees Mikey and Will not wearing the mask. And she goes, stands up, puts her mask on, and starts screaming at Mikey and Will, saying, why don't you wear your mask? Now, Mikey, being somewhat of a smart aleck, saying, you are just not wearing your mask. And she said, I was drinking water. And then Mikey said, there's no water anywhere nearby. And so it's turned into this whole thing, and the police officer came up. Now, I almost said something, and I just got to say, I love police officers. I think they're heroes. But when police officers decide to enforce ridiculous rules, this is why people want to defund the police. It's true. This 5'6" female police officer in Fargo was a total Mussolini-style jerk, a micro-tyrant through and through. She was of the highest order, so she came up. And she said, I'm going to put you on a no-fly list, telling one of our team members. I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to do this. And I said, ma'am, there's no reason to do this. And then I got really upset. I got kicked into gear. I said, why don't you go arrest the TSA agent that's not even wearing their mask? Then I pointed to the gate agent. She doesn't even have her mask over her nose. She's doing the chin mask thing. She said, I'm reporting all of you to the FAA no-fly list. I said, okay, whatever. Nothing happened, thankfully. Because we weren't non-complying. Producer Andrew says, no, producer Connor, let me be clear. I have not worn a mask in an airport through TSA or otherwise since last July. I don't believe it. There's no way. How does he abort an airplane that way? Andrew said, I was at the airport restaurant. They threw the mask in the trash. So at DFW, I was walking around for 30 minutes without a mask. Everybody, let me be clear. Civilly disobey against this stuff for as long as you can. Make them force you to wear a mask. Now, if you have to travel, you know, don't try to ground the flight or be a jerk, but make them explain it to you up to the absolute last moment and say, all right, now, Connor, what is your secret? He says this, I just tell people no. I could see that. If you allow yourself to still get masked during this time, you are now part of a totalitarian experiment. Email us your thoughts on this, by the way, freedom@charliekirk.com. By the way, one of my favorite things that we did in recent time, remember when we went to that very average burger place in Agora Hills? Very average. Habit? Was that what it was called? Habit? Very average, by the way. It was actually, and then they have this big billboard outside of the Habit Grill, and it says, is your boss a racist? Call this phone number. It's like, it's so LA. So we go into this incredibly average burger place. And everyone is wearing a mask except us. Everyone. And it wasn't mandated, right, Jake? It said, if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Okay, I got vaccinated when I was like 2 years old, so I'm vaccinated, right? And so what was amazing is that everyone was looking at us, and after about 20 minutes, you started to see people kind of pull their mask down as soon as they saw four people that were not wearing a mask. Connor says, I put it on when I board because they'll get you there, but not until I'm walking on the plane. Your freedoms are so fragile, everybody. It's time to get disagreeable. They're putting these mask mandates in place across the country. Tell them no. What are they going to do? Arrest you? Probably. Get your friends alongside of you. This is tyranny in its purest form. People want to control your life. And by the way, the adults have decided not to stand up for our country. It's time for us, the younger generation, to start pushing back against this. If they can make you put a mask on, they'll take your guns. They can make you take a vaccine. They control your children. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Some people say, Charlie, it's Saki, not Pisaki. Yeah, I know. Is that a Polish name? Or is that the silent P? What would that be? No, that's probably... Usually the Greeks have the silent letter beforehand. Is this like Macedonian or something? Pisaki. Let me think about this. She looks Irish. Is it Russian? She did wear the communist commissar hat with Sergei Britsnikov or whatever his name was. It is Polish. Am I right? Did I say Polish? No, I think I started with Polish. Pisaki means pack of small dogs. Pisaki. It's Irish, Greek, and Polish. Is that her heritage? I was right about all three. Or did I say all three of those? Whatever. According to a user from Oregon, the name Pisaki is of Polish origin, which means similar to Polish word Pisaki, which means pack of small dogs, names.org. Well, Jen Pisaki says that if you're banned on one social media platform, you should be banned on other social media platforms. So just so you understand what's going on here, our government, not worried about inflation, which is going to be over 10% this year, not worried about the southern border, which hundreds of thousands of illegals are pouring into our country, not worried about the rise of China. Do you know what they keep on doing press conferences on? 12 American Facebook users that are questioning the vaccine. Us. This is the priority of your government, is not to try to restrain China against their preemptive move against Taiwan, which is coming very soon, by the way. It's not trying to manage inflation and all the issues surrounding it. No, instead, it's about trying to remove certain voices from social media. Do we have 92 loaded up? Is it ready? It's still loading. I really want to get that one before the end of the hour. So show us the meaning of haste, Connor. And so I see it loading. It just broke. This is a big one, though. This is a big one. We just got a question from Cynthia on this. And by the way, if I answer your question, you guys get a signed copy of my book. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, here's Jen Pisaki.
Providing for Facebook or other platforms to measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching. Also with the public, with all of you, to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there.
Wait, are these private companies when the press secretary of the White House is just calling shots on who needs to be banned and not? You need to be banned from this one because you're banned on this one. And by the way, do they talk about anything else at these press briefings besides banning Americans from social media? I kid you not. That is the 15th clip we have on that. One of our listeners just messaged me from Chicago. Are you one of the 12? Yes, we probably are. It actually kind of makes you feel, again, this would have really intimidated us on our program a couple years ago, but we have this whole kind of new dimension of how we view these things in a good way, that the fact that we're just asking questions, and I'm 27 years old, that some people around the table at the federal government are saying, you know what we got to do? It's that Charlie Cook guy. He's a real problem.
Well, what's the Charlie Cook guy? Oh, okay, send Psaki out there.
It makes you feel like you're making a difference, everybody. So I don't know if I'm one of the 12. Who are the 12 dissident voices? They have a list. They've checked it twice, and they're coming after all of you. And this whole argument about how big tech is this private company, meanwhile, you have the press secretary of the United States calling shots on it. By the way, what they're doing is illegal. And so if we lose our Facebook account, we will file a lawsuit immediately because it is illegal for the government to tell or instruct, subsidize, or incentivize private companies to do what they cannot do. Let me say that again. It is illegal for the government to tell private companies to do what they cannot do. So if Facebook or any of these companies come after us and restrict us for vaccine misinformation, which is literally not true, I have said that certain people of a certain age demographic, it probably makes sense for you to take the experimental vaccine because the virus poses a greater existential threat against you. And I'm not making medical opinions. I'm not giving you any sort of advice. I'm seriously saying it shouldn't be mandated. But that's a threat because right now we live in the era of mandatory compliance, submission, and obedience. It's going to take a lot of people rising up, and currently there's not enough of it. I see the beginning stages. If we do that, we can stave off this threat against our liberties. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.